Well, it's a glorious summer's morning here in Larkspur Park in Chingford, and I'm joined by the chair of the Friends of Ainslie and Larkspur's, Ian Woodward. Hello, Ian. Tell us a bit first about the history of the park.
The woods come originally, they were part of the greater wood that Epping Forest is now part of, and obviously they were split off a long time ago when houses started being built here, and they're now run and managed by the council.
So the whole of this area, the whole of Chingford, must have just been one great forest at one stage.
At one time, many years ago, yes, talking back somewhere 400, 500 years ago, it would have all been forest. It was a few small farms. People would have started coming living here, and they would have started cutting down some of the woodlands to make farms, and then later on for houses once London started spreading.
How did these two woods, do you think, survive all of that?
At some points they have been used for timber, so they were preserved for timber extraction because there's been coppicing going on in some of the woods at some points.
And you have a nature trail. Take me to the nature trail, please.
We're actually just at the start of a nature trail here, which is at the tarmac path that leads through the forest from here to New Road. And it's deliberately started along that path so that the first half of the trail is accessible to wheelchair users. There's the first bulge just on our left here on an oak tree. And you see all the bulbs are a sort of green colour with yellow wild service tree symbol on it. And a wild service tree is our Friends of Ainslie and Larkspur symbol. It's quite an unusual tree that's scarce in many places, and there are very few of them in Epping Forest, but there are quite a few of them in both Larkspur and Ainslie Wood, just by a quirk of fate probably. And it's related to trees like the rowan and the whitebeam, and it has a bunch of brown berries in the autumn.
And what type of people use the park? I've lived in Chingford all my life, and I must admit I've never come into Larkspur or Ainslie Woods.
It's mainly dog walkers and families out for a walk, and obviously there's the playing fields here right next to the park, which is used by for recreation, for things like football.
And David Beckham played football around here, didn't he, somewhere around here as a kid?
He went to Selwyn School and I believe to one of the other Chingford schools. He was also a member of the local scout group, which is now based right next to the wood in Bailey Close, and that was the group that he was a member of in his youth before he became famous and went off to Manchester.
So maybe you could call them Beckham Woods to give them a bit more popularity. About the group itself, Ian, how many members do you have in the group?
We've got probably roughly 15 to 20 regular attending members, and we run task days in the wood every month, which is we're doing some sort of usually conservation type work. Or in the summer it's litter picking, because obviously because of nesting birds we don't do other work at that time. We don't be cutting down shrubs and bushes.
Are there any interesting wildlife within the woods that is perhaps unique to these woods?
There's probably nothing that's unique to these woods, unfortunately, because we're an urban wood. But there are birds like nuthatch here, which bred again this year for the first time after a few year gap, and they're a small little bird that crawls up and down trees. We've also got tree creepers. We've had all three species of woodpecker nesting in the woodland, and we've had as many as eight pairs of the great spotted woodpecker, which is one of the black and white woodpeckers. And we get red wings and field fares in the winter. Again, a nice area to come and see them. Sadly, mostly quite a lot of the birds that used to be here are becoming harder to find, like bullfinch and marsh tit, which we no longer get. Spotted flycatcher.
Why do you think that is?
Possibly things like food availability. Some of these birds, not the spotted flycatcher, migratory, so it could be for what's going on in the wintering areas or on migration. And the birds that are increasing around London are generally the waterfowl, the water birds. And obviously in Larkspur we don't have any water, so we don't get those. The other thing we do have in Larkspur that again is quite common in London and just in the southeast, or really doing well in the southeast, is stag beetles. Another protected species that is a good one to have. A very large beetle, and it takes about I think about 5 or 6 years for the larva to mature. So they need dead wood that's standing, that's going to be there a long time, and because they're quite big, they need quite a lot of it.
It's quite a big wood, isn't it? How many acres are these woods? I mean, Ainslie is a smaller one, isn't it?
Darkswood is 19 hectares. Ainslie is about 2 or 3. It's much smaller. Mm. Ainslie does have a little pond in it, which is also another area of interest. You know, there's dragonflies and things around the pond. So they are quite big, and when we're now in, getting close towards the middle of the wood, and if you look around, you now can't actually really see the houses around you.